This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Renee Omar Luna. Date of birth is December the 28th, 1960. Case ID number is 2537801. Date of exam, March the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire filled out by the claimant. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, or aches and pains. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant states he has had no vaccine for COVID. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lymphoma and back and neck pain, as well as pain around his head. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2017. Where he worked as a provider for 7 years. During that time, he worked 4 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Before that time, he worked in a car wash for 2 years and worked at coding cars for another 2.5 years. Both jobs were full-time. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a trailer, and he's presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, lymphoma. Number two, back, head, and neck pain. History of allegations. Number one, lymphoma. The claimant states that in 2001, a physician saw him for a mass that he had close to his neck, and he told them he had a lymphoma. No other tests were performed or biopsies. He states the pain is an aching, burning, stabbing pain that he feels from his neck all the way down his spine, especially on the right side of his lumbar spine, and states that the pain radiates down his right leg. No surgeries or biopsies have been performed to make this diagnosis. His limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, stand for 30 minutes, sit for 1 hour, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he goes out. His physician at this time is Dr. Hector Rodriguez. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework around the house, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry but not doing any exercises. He states that Dr. Hector Rodriguez was the one who was caring for him. However, because of lack of funds, he is no longer seeing a physician. He denies seeing a chiropractor or a physical therapist for his back pain. The claimant states he takes 500 milligrams twice a day for relief of pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain with radiculitis secondary to untreated lymphoma. Allegation number two, back and head pain. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to develop multiple masses around his body. especially around his head and neck area and on his back, which were causing him pain. He was diagnosed with lymphoma on physical exam. No x-rays, MRIs, or blood tests have been performed to confirm his diagnosis, as well as no biopsies of the masses that he has. He denies receiving any injections for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold and damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He's unable to sweep at this time. As noted earlier, he can walk approximately 150 feet, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but has difficulty squatting and bending over to pick up clothes secondary to back pain. He has an assistive device, which is a cane, that he uses all the time for support, especially when he goes out. His medications include Tylenol 500 milligrams BID for his pain, which does give him a little relief. He was walking around the park for physical therapy as an activity. However, he states he hasn't been able to do that secondary to the pain. Family history: father is 82 in good health. Mother is 83 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications: metformin 500 milligrams BID, glipizide 2.5 milligrams QD, diltiazem 60 milligrams QD, atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams QD, losartan 100 milligrams QD, Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, knee and back pain, and multiple masses secondary to lymphoma on head, back, abdomen, and under his arm. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He has used cocaine in the past, and the last usage was in 2017. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 199 pounds, height 5 feet 7 inches, BP 147 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 31. General: this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of the left side appears to have some retinal bleeds along with some blurriness noted of undilated pupils. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were easily round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the left side, but fairly normal for the right. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to the neck? No thyromegaly, thyroid nodules, but a lymph adenopathy and mass are appreciated with palpation, especially on the left-sided occipital area where a mass measuring 10 by 7 centimeters is noted. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear to auscultation percussion bilaterally. There is a left-sided lateral chest mass measuring 5 centimeters by 3 centimeters, which appears to be a lymphoma. No thoracic abnormalities other than that were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but somewhat distended on palpation. There is a 5 by 4 centimeter midline mass of the abdomen and also a back lower right-sided 20 centimeter by 28 centimeter mass. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions are appreciated over the body, except the claimant does have onychomycosis of the nails of his hands. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. And was able to walk around the exam room without the device. However, he did not try to attempt to walk around the room without the device. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had multiple palpable mild muscle spasms and tenderness around the masses. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion was noted. However, the claimant does have multiple deformities secondary to multiple lymphatic nodes and masses all over his body and neck area. There is normal range of motion in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory finding in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own with mild difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires a cane to assist him in ambulating. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of deformities of his tissue around his skin, secondary to multiple lymphatic masses, which have not been biopsied, more likely than not coming from lymphoma. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, especially on the left side. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to symptoms of lymphoma and decreased vision of his left eye. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lymphoma dash confirmed with physical examination. However, must be treated and biopsied to confirm definite diagnosis. Number two, back and head masses and pain, confirm with physical examination, secondary to compression of nerves, secondary from lymphatic node tumors. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Renee Omar Luna.